Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Coming up in later on in the show, another stat in Athlon's Preview Magazine. That, some call it luck. I think it's a skill. We'll get into that. Plus, Robin Washett, Thor Tripp, all still to come on the show. Talking about keeping my streak alive of not running out of gas. It was close today. A couple of tweets. Johnny says, my dad called on the show a few months back to talk about how many times he's ran out of gas in life and he got rightfully ripped on. The dude just likes the thrill of the risk. See, that's, some people like, there was that old Seinfeld episode of how far Kramer and that guy could go with the almost running out of gas. At Ship Billy says, man, do I always got to say that, that's a one you got to really take slow when you're saying it. He says, he tweets at me at Nick Baugh, I've run out of gas twice in 20 years of driving, both times in vehicles with messed up gas gauges. Man.
That's what mailman Todd's got. He's like, I ran out of gas a couple weeks ago. In my defense, the gauge said I still had 30 miles to go going to KC and wanted to get back on the interstate.
I am not a guy that wants to go to court, but I will sue Nissan. I will sue Ford. I will take you to court over that. You caused him. Do you imagine? The court will now hear Nick Baugh versus Nissan. Your Honor, I had a reputable streak of 19 straight years of not running out of gas. You think I just happened to run out of gas? No. The faulty gauge on this Nissan has given me emotional distress. Jesus. I am owed $500 million. That's what would happen. What would happen, all right? That is what would happen. By the way, you can email the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, nick@1620thezone.com. Hit me on the JTAC Construction Zone Twitter feed, like at Ship Billy says. He hit me on. Yeah, I got it. That's a tough one to say.
That's a tough one to say.
At Nick Baugh. This was a quote from last week, and I wanted to get into it. I had it. Sometimes you have it. Like last week was crazy with CWS and all these different shows and all. Like it just was. We had the one day we had the triple header of baseball. Things were kind of crazy last week. So there are certain evergreen topics that you just don't quite get to that you want to get to. And did you see the Aaron Rodgers quote from last week?
That I did.
Which is like, damn, dog, already? It's not good if you're already getting into a fight on your honeymoon. You know what I mean? It's not good, like... there's that old Chris Rock joke, like early on in a relationship, you're not meeting that person, you're meeting their representative. That's a great answer. You're not meeting them, you're meeting your representative. Which is so true, right? I mean, not to say we're all being phonies, but let's be honest, when you go to some sort of like work function or whatever, you're being yourself, but it's a very, very toned down version of yourself, right? And so if you have problems with someone immediately, it's like, okay, that's maybe not good. So the rap on Aaron Rodgers after that Bleacher Report scathing in-depth piece that came out a couple months ago is that, Aaron Rodgers tough to deal with, right? Hard-headed, a little stubborn. But now the coaching staff has been cleaned house. Mike McCarthy is not there. So here we go. Aaron Rodgers, time to get along with everybody, right? Well, sounds like there's already some issues with the amount of freedom Aaron Rodgers does or does not have at the line of scrimmage with his new head coach, Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur. He said, in terms of pre-snap checks and whatnot. Aaron Rodgers said this, quote, it's a conversation in progress. I don't think you want to ask me to turn off 11 years of recognizing defenses. We have a number of check with me's and line of scrimmage stuff. It's just the other stuff that really not many people in this league can do. That's not like a humble brag or anything. That's just a fact. there aren't many people that can do it or do at the line of scrimmage what I've done over the years. I mean, obviously Tommy can do it, no doubt. Peyton can do it. Drew Brees can do it. Mahomes will be able to do it. Ben has called the 2 minute for years. There are a few of us who've just done it. It's kind of second nature, and that's just the icing on the cake for what I can do in this offense. And obviously a big this coming off the heels of how there were parts of that story in Bleacher Report that kind of didn't paint Aaron Rodgers in a very good light, that said that Aaron Rodgers, he audibles too much out of things. He takes too much liberty to do this, that. He doesn't follow coaching overly well. And I see this, and this is kind of my take. I think there are some guys out there that claim they want to be coached, right? They claim they want to be coached, and they claim they want to be collaborative, and they claim they want feedback. A lot of guys say that. Want to be coached, want to hear your thoughts, want to hear what you have to say, I want your feedback. But in all reality, they don't. There are some people that say they want to be coached, but they really don't want to be coached. And say they want to be collaborative and hear your ideas, but they really don't. I think that's the case with Rodgers. I think when it comes right down to it, he doesn't want to be coached. He wants to do it his way. And he's a part of being coached is willing to acknowledge that someone else has a better idea and trusting someone else's eyes and mind. That's a part of coaching. I mean, I know there's, and Damon probably knows, there were times that my coaches maybe had, hey, we're going to defend this like that. Or we're going to, and I remember thinking, I don't like that. But you know what? A part of being coachable is just taking that, not always just blindly doing what you're told, but to a certain extent, trusting what they're telling you. I remember the very first individual workout I ever had at Kansas with Bill Self. He had this new footwork. He called it a cheat step. He had this new footwork that he had me working on. And I had I was very uncomfortable with how he was having me catch and pivot into some shots. But you know what? I said, this is Bill freaking Self. I'm gonna trust him. And I ended up getting it, and I love it. But I was a guy that was willing to say, I don't know. Or I was the only guy that says, well, there might be a better way. I've always done footwork like this, but you know what? Bill Self, pretty damn good basketball mind. He has a different way of doing things. Okay, Coach Self, what do you want me to do? I'll do it. Right? But Aaron Rodgers strikes me as a guy that only wants to be coached if he's the one making the decisions. You know what I mean? He only wants to be collaborative if at the end of it all, you do what he says. Because Aaron Rodgers kind of strikes me as a guy who's got all the answers. You ever meet one of those guys that just always come across as they know it all, they got all the answers, and I think one of the internal truths of life, and in particular sports, I know it's true for me with basketball, is the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know. You know, like the more you learn about things, the more you're like, man, I never thought of that, more thought of that. That's kind of the beauty of life and sports, is like it's a never-ending pursuit of acquiring information. There is no, congratulations, you've completed football. You know every... No. Bill Belichick still learning. I mean, 15 years ago, was Bill Belichick being like, what if we drafted two tight ends and we ran two tight ends and split them out as wide receiver? You know, like that. But he acquired new information, was willing to think about things, said, okay, well, let's do that. That's a part of the whole process of this. And with Aaron Rodgers, I think when it comes right down to it, he doesn't really want to be coach. He doesn't really want to be collaborative. And so sometimes you can sit there and say, "Oh, it's all McCarthy." Eh. Some of it's on the pupil too, you know.
I'll agree.
I mean,
this Packer fan will agree.
I mean, obviously Rodgers is wildly talented, but you know what? Sometimes the wildly talented dudes are the most hard-headed and lazy with their preparation. Because to Rodgers, it's like, why? I don't need to focus on this or that. I'm just, you know, I'll go at the line and I'll be able to ad lib and then throw a down the seam dime to, you know. Sometimes it's the guys that are, you want to know one of the reasons why Brady is probably such a diligent worker and nonstop being collaborative is because Brady's a pretty average athlete. Like when it comes, like, you ever see, I mean, right, like, I mean, but Rodgers can run, Rodgers can move, Rodgers can make any throw in the world. Like, sometimes those guys, Breeze, you want to know why Breeze is probably really collaborative and coachable? It's because Breeze is like 5'1" and can't see over the left tackle, so he's got to be really, really open to, okay, well, pre-snap, we'll do this, and then, okay, what are you seeing there? Sometimes the most talented guys in the world are the hardest to coach. Like, even my boy, LeBron James is a little like this. LeBron James is a guy that doesn't really want to be coached. Right? I mean, a part of why I think, and this is no disrespect to Tyronn Lue, but I think a part of why the whole Lue thing worked is Lue had the self-awareness to be kind of collaborative with LeBron and know that, you know, at the end of the day, LeBron, we need to make sure LeBron feels good about everything. Kobe wasn't overly coachable. In a related story, Kobe, uber talented. I mean, I can make a case, the most talented, just when you take into consideration everything, the most talented quarterback ever is Aaron Rodgers. And sometimes those guys are the most hard-headed, the most stubborn. A lot of guys say they want to be coached. A lot of guys claim they want feedback. A lot of guys claim they want to collaborate. They don't. Some do. Some don't. I think Aaron Rodgers, when it comes right down to it, he doesn't want it. So we'll see how this goes. 402-951-1620. All right. Still to come, Robin Washett and Mr. Thor Tripp. Talk a little College World Series. 402-951-1620. Game time.